afternoon, I have a South African who is a professional obstacle course racer, Thomas van Tonder. Welcome to 5 Drive on 5 FM.
Sure, thanks for having me on.
Obstacle course racing, that is exactly what it is, right? How would you explain it?
Imagine like an army boot camp course where you'd run and then you'd carry something and you'd run and you'd climb up a rope and you'd run again. It's basically like that, but just much longer, and you're competing against like a bunch of other people. I think the most well-known brand of that kind of racing in South Africa is called the Warrior Race. A lot of people might know that.
And when did you start, and when did you turn professional?
Well, I started racing in 2014 for fun, and then I found this capacity that I'm really good at this, and started competing. And from end of 2016, I went professional, and currently, competing as a Red Bull obstacle racing athlete.
How did you find out that you were good? Did you just enter a race and you just started winning?
Ironically, yes. I'm good at this. Yeah.
And what type of races are there, or are all the races kind of standard?
There's quite a variety of races based on distance and like, for example, there's a 100-meter discipline that's like really short and intense and fast, and then there is a 24-hour endurance discipline. So it really, the spectrum is quite broad, but the standards is like a short course is considered like a 3K, and then there's a standard which is about a 15K. So it's quite broad. So there's a large amount of different kind of athletes that would be able to compete in the sport of obstacle racing.
And when you enter a race, right, do you know what the obstacles are before the time, or do you just rock up at the venue and find out on the day?
Both. So some of the more serious races that, like, example, if I go to obstacle racing world champs, we all know what obstacles are going to be in the race, and they have set rules for everything because there's obviously a lot at stake. But for a lot of the more casual races, they like to think up new stuff to challenge you with, and then throw in some curveball obstacle in there that you've never seen before. So it happens both ways, which is kind of fun sometimes. You find this thing that you've never done and now you have to race. Very challenging.
And there's an event in Durban happening pretty soon. What kind of race will that be?
It's called the Red Bull Quicksand. It is a form of obstacle racing, but it's not as daunting. So it's a 1 mile course that they build on the beach in the sand, and you race, then the obstacles would be dunes, like up and down and left and right, like things that they could build in the sand to challenge you in different ways. So it's really a lot of fun, and it's not as hardcore as some of the, like, the example world champs, but it's something I'm looking forward to being involved with, and just to bring my own little extra input and spin to it, like looking to bring something to the course that just makes Red Bull Quicksand enjoyable and fun.
Is this a thing that anyone can enter?
Yes, absolutely. Not only for like the hardcore elite athletes, like that kind of crowd. It's really something that we want to encourage people to come and try it and come and feel what it's like to run a short obstacle race in the sand on the beach. I mean, what a bargain.
Okay, so say I want to enter. What do I do?
If you search Red Bull Quicksand KZN, you'll get an entry link or entry portal that you can go to, and there's a lot more information up there as well about when and how and where, and that you can get some context as to what it's all about.
Professional obstacle course racer Thomas van Tonder, thank you so much for taking the time out to chat, and I wish you nothing but the best for the upcoming race in Durban Quicksand, and also for the rest of the year.
Absolutely, thanks a lot for having me on, and I look forward to sharing some of the news from the up and coming events with you. Hot off the bench.